All right, Shavuot say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page Kuf Lamid, Kaparas Avonos. So it says in the Mechaber, Milvama Shenigzar Ala Adam Lahavsid. So remember again, last week we were speaking about his examples of tzedakah. These ideas that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu preordains, there are not sometimes, the Gemara brings up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu preordains that a person is to lose a particular amount of money. So that's not up for discussion. The only shayla is, ultimately, again, how it is that the money is going to leave me. So if a person is zocha, the money can leave in the form of tzedakah. Person is zocha, the money can leave in the form of constructive ways. But if a person doesn't, if a person is not charitable, the money will leave in other ways, whether it's through penalties, through whatever, all the different ways he described. Obviously, this all fits in to the greater motif of the three-pronged approach to emuna. That number one, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, all is letova, all is for good. And number three, that there is a message or a purpose in everything that happens to us in life. So he goes on, Milvad ma shenigzar ala adam lahafsid. In addition to the fact that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gozer, that a person will lose money, kefi shenivsak bebezdin shalmala b'chol Rosh Hashanah, pamim sheba'im lo hefseidim nosafim, b'shil l'chaper lo ala bonosav. Sometimes we suffer setback or he's talking about loss over here, financial loss. Sometimes we suffer financial losses and setbacks in order to atone for our sins. Gam kan yesh lo breira. Even in these situations, I have a choice. Losses es hakesef l'tzedaka mitoch b'chira chavshesu b'simcha. To go ahead and give the money to tzedaka from a sense of free will and happiness. Veliskos kan l'mechila savonos. V'gam l'sachra mitzos hatzedaka. O l'hafsid es hakesef al karcho ba'agmas nefesh. That's actually a very profound statement. That a person has to realize that one thing is almost virtually for certain, which is all the money that I have, I'm not destined to keep. That's one thing that's clear. So the shayla is ultimately, again, how does a person dispense with part of their wealth? Does a person do it with free will, with simcha in the form of tzedakah? Or does a person simply go ahead, close their hand, hold on to everything they can, every last penny, and then when it does leave them, it leaves the person with a sense of sorrow, a sense of loss, a sense of angst? Kimuva b'gimara, Amar Rav Elazar, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom, Adam Shokel Shiklo Umiskaper Lo. So remember, we learned this Gemara today. Rav Elazar says, on the Beis HaMikdash stood. So a person would go ahead and give, Shokel Shiklo means he'd give a shekel, i.e. he'd give tzedakah to the Beis HaMikdash, Umiskaper Lo, and this tzedakah would atone for him. Achshav Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayom, Im Osin Tzedakah Mutav, Ve'im lav ba'in akum v'notlin bizroa. Rav Elazar says now that the Beis Hamikdash does not stand. If a person gives his tzedakah willingly, wonderful. But if not, the government will come and just take it anyway. Mikan yilmad adam lo likmos es yadomi lasez tzedakah. From here we learn that a person should not close his hand and abstain from giving tzedakah. Adrabah. Just the opposite. A person should try to the best of his ability to go ahead and give large amounts of money to tzedakah in accordance with his abilities. You know, large is a subjective term. When a person gives tzedakah, it's an incredible yisod. When a person gives tzedakah, the Mechaber suggests that a person should have in mind that I wasn't going to retain this money anyway. Meaning, this money was going to leave my pocket regardless. Just zachisi, that I have the choice as to where to put the money. So this, I wasn't going to hold on to it regardless. But at the end of the day, I have the ability to exercise the bechira. Does it go to tzedakah, or is it taken in some other way? It's such, by the way, it's a high level to think about money like that, because the truth is, you know, we work hard for our money. And so the notion that, like, the thought that, but if you think about it like this, that if I think to myself, I wasn't going to hold on to it anyway, so once I realized that it was really spent, right, it was really spent, so the money said this, it allows me to relate to tzedakah in such a dramatically different way. He goes on. Ramakum shiafsid also kilkulam b'misim b'knasos pagmas nefesh yiske b'mitzvah gidola v'hachsik yidei tamidi chachamim v'aniyim hagunim u'b'hafatzah sifrei kodesh v'diskim shal Torah shel emuna v'shal yirah shemayim v'yiskapru lo avol nosav. So just an incredible, incredible yisod. If I look at the idea that the money was spent anyway, this was nigzar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have the great privilege to decide where it goes, but lemaisa, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone regardless. And if it's gone regardless, I might also exercise my free will to send it in a proper direction. Page Kuf Lamed Aleph. Lochin, kasher Adam Avar Aveiras Tinua. So he, remember, all roads lead back to the police officer. Therefore, again, when a person goes ahead and makes a mistake, Avar Aveiras Tinua, and he goes ahead and let's say he has a traffic violation, right? He has a traffic violation. Vunetzar al yedei shoter, and he stopped ultimately again through the police officer. Miyad yaase cheshbon im lo nasan maasros v'osachodesh. So a person should think in the following way: a person is stopped by the police officer, and a person is obligated to pay some type of fine. So what happens? A person should begin to think to himself: if I didn't give my meiser that particular month, or I just didn't go ahead and give enough tzedakah that month in general, so the Mechaber therefore suggests something very dramatic. He says that therefore, when a person suffers some type of financial setback, remember again, this is all working with the premise, the three-pronged approach to emuna. Number one, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, ultimately, all is for good. Number three, there is a purpose and a meaning in everything. So says the Mechaber, when something happens to me that I suffer financial adversity, in this case, again, I'm being pulled over for the speeding ticket or for the traffic ticket. And we know the most frustrating part of that is besides the points on your license, you know, you lose money on multiple different ways. Your insurance goes up, you have to pay the ticket, all these different things. What's the message? What's the message? The Mechaber suggests maybe the message is I'm not giving enough tzedakah. Maybe the message is I'm not generous enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extracting funds from me in different ways, ultimately, again, to highlight the message that I'm not charitable enough. Now, again, I want to be clear. Is that the message? Obviously, we don't know. We don't know. We're not Nevi'im. But our job is to try to figure out or try to intuit some type of message from all of our life circumstances. He goes on, second paragraph on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. Pi'ilos pu'ula zu shanasinas tzedakah yidavar gadol ma'od. This act of giving tzedakah is a great deed. Ki im ki gam im min hashamayim lo donu oso al chesron tzedakah ele yesh nasi ba'acheres sha'atzru oso etzem ha'mitzvah shekibel al atzmo la'asos losei tzedakah kvar machriya oso l'kavskos v'vesin shamelos. Remember again, so the Mechaber, simple example, I'm pulled over for the ticket. I'm going to suffer a financial loss. What's my reaction to that situation? My reaction is, I should pledge money to tzedakah. Because perhaps ultimately, again, the message that's being given to me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is I'm not charitable enough. I haven't given enough, and therefore money is being extracted from me in other ways. Now, is that the message? I don't know. But one thing is clear, which is I will only benefit from giving money to tzedakah. See, even if after 120, I go up and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that wasn't the message I wanted you to get, that's okay, because the act of pledging money to tzedakah is in and of itself a zechus that will always tilt the scales in my favor. He goes on in Miyad, kishiyotze dima l'schus bebezin shalmala, zemispate bepor lamata ba'olam hazeh. And immediately, again, upon securing a favorable judgment in the Beis Din Shamala, the upper court, this will manifest itself ultimately in this world. In other words, that if I take my adversity, in this case my financial adversity, and I learn from it, and I grow from it, and I take a message from it, then by definition that helps to change my circumstances immediately. Hakol mishapech letova. All will ultimately be changed for good. Hunitzel miknasos. I have the ability to be saved ultimately again from knasos, from financial penalties. Me'atzagas v'shionos v'mishpatim u'mishar anashim. That sometimes the ability to go ahead and look at my life circumstances, my financial circumstances, and realize that perhaps the message that is being conveyed to me through the loss that I have just suffered is that I need to be more charitable, I need to be more giving, and therefore as a result, in that very moment, I pledge money to tzedakah, that in and of itself changes my circumstances. That in and of itself, first of all, allows this setback to be a catalyst for growth, allows me to find meaning in the midst of sometimes difficult or tumultuous circumstances, and at the end of the day fundamentally changes and shapes my reality on the ground in this present moment. All right, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Tashem Kategor Nas Esanegor Bishah Tova tomorrow. Shkoyach. Well, you know.